You're a handsome boy.
Thanks, man. I got a bad beard, too.
So. It's okay. We both have bad beards. I think it's part of the dad bod. You've got a bat in the cave.
Oh.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Cool. So you're drunk, huh?
I'm feeling pretty good. Chad, look at this. Yeah. This is Yingling Oktoberfest, my baby boy.
Hell, oh, fuck.
Today's episode of the Dad Podcast is brought to you by Yingling Oktoberfest.
Are we on? Are we recording?
We are absolutely recording.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
I told you one of my bits is I'm just going to start recording without you knowing.
Great. Okay, so I think I've covered my quota of F words already, so we're good.
I haven't heard one.
Oh. Never mind.
Okay. Anyway, welcome to the Dad Podcast, everybody. Episode 3. And I feel like we're finally, like, straight up comfortable. I'm looking at Chad's glorious face over Skype right now. Hey. He's a handsome boy. I'm really blessed to be able to do this podcast with Chad. Hello.
Dude, my traps look pretty good. I worked on those today.
Yeah, dude. I don't know what that means, but you look good.
It's the part of your shoulder that's...
Oh, yeah. There. For those of you listening, he's pointing.
Yeah. For those listening at home, tell me in the comments below where the traps, where your trapezoid's muscles are.
Trapezoid is my least favorite geometrical shape.
It's my favorite name for a geometrical shape, though.
I love going to the circus and seeing the trapezoids artists.
Okay, so welcome to the Dad Podcast.
Episode 3, babies.
Yeah. This is your boy, Chad Hoy, and this is my compatriot, Cam Weaver.
What's up? Yeah, y'all, man. Like, we've actually had... How many people listened to the first episode?
Pull that up. It's in the 20s, though. That's pretty good.
No, I thought we had, like, 100 plays.
Oh, on SoundCloud.
Yeah, on SoundCloud.
Oh, shoot. Okay, yeah, I didn't even think about SoundCloud. Yeah, I forgot that it's still there because we're on Podbean now.
We are on Podbean. Everybody, if you're listening to this right now on Podbean, thank you. But we're also on a number of other places.
Everywhere.
Yeah, except Spotify because...
They're dicks.
They don't fuck around with us newbies.
Yeah, they really don't.
Pardon me for saying the F word so early into the episode. I'm going to try to behave.
So we have 94 plays.
Hell
on
yeah.
SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty good. That's pretty all right. I'll take that early on the podcast game.
We've been up for a week.
Yeah, true. We've only had that episode up for... Yeah.
What's up?
It's only been up for a week. Yeah, that's weird.
We're recording this on a Tuesday. We put up the first episode last Monday, and we put up the second episode yesterday at the time of recording this. So this is episode 3. We've got a couple emails that we're going to get to in this episode. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, we actually have people interested enough to send us emails. So thank you.
And by people, we mean our close personal friends that we've known for years.
Yeah, pretty much. Shout
out to Elise Garvrick, who is in New Zealand, 16 hours ahead of us right now. She's probably already heard this episode. That's not how time works.
That's not how it works.
She was live texting our group message that Chad and I are both in with her and a couple of our other friends. She was live texting her experience listening to the first episode, and it was hysterical. I feel a little bit bad about some of the things I said in it, but it was a lot of fun to hear her reaction live. So thanks, Elise, for listening. Thanks for everybody who's listened, honestly.
Yeah, I appreciate you all. Very surprising the number of people that have listened, so that's cool.
Yeah.
It's very humbling that people actually care. People actually want to listen. It's kind of nice.
You know, I knew that maybe like 6 people would listen.
Yeah. That was really our magic number. As long as 6 people are interested at any given time, we're going to keep doing this.
When we pass 6, oh boy.
Yeah. Well, we're past it. But when we go under six, it's over. So, yeah.
Hey, okay. Chad.
Yeah.
When people say, that really hit the spot, does that mean that they're saying that it hit their stomach's G spot? What else would that mean? Because to me, I think that's a really gross thing to say.
Yeah. I'm not sure that's how anyone ever intended for it to
come. Boy. That lobster tail really hit the spot.
Yeah.
My stomach is just moist.
Okay. Stop that. Stop everything. Stop but what you're doing.
Like, what else would that possibly mean? That hit the
okay,
spot.
But you're over-sexualizing the term.
No, I'm not.
In the way you just said it.
No. I get that, but that's the whole point.
Yeah, if anyone's ever acted like that about food, they are 1,000% a serial killer.
No, I talk dirty to my food all the time. Do you not?
No.
You ever get a really good juicy burger and you bite into it and you go, oh, get inside of me.
That made me think of the episode of The Office. So there's an episode where like they've been quiet for like 10 or 15 minutes and Jim is like silent and he's writing on this dry erase board and he's like, this is the longest period of time we've ever been quiet. Uh-huh. And then it like cuts, everyone's being quiet. Kevin opens a candy bar, it takes a bite and he just goes, oh yeah.
Yes.
That's my best Kevin impression too. And that was really good. Yeah, and so he said, they're like, every time, and he's like, I can't help it, it's so good, you have to do something. And then he promptly takes another bite and goes, oh yeah, again. And it's
I'm
very
vocal.
Fucking
I'm vocal with my food eating. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm not, surprisingly. Like, I'm a large man, you would think.
I'm vocal when I watch your Snapchats where you make food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and even that, even I'm really into cooking, and I'm not loud about it.
Those Snapchats really hit the spot, Chad.
Actually, I think this is all kind of like a suppressed thing about me. Sorry about that noise.
Did I just hear a fiddle?
Well, I plugged my phone in, and that's the noise it makes when I plug it in to my computer.
Okay.
I think it's kind of like a thing I don't like to do because my mother, whenever she cooks, and like sometimes I'm not – well, I don't live with my mom anymore, but like when I did, sometimes she would cook and like I'm just not hungry yet, and so I wait. And she feels like she has to convince me that the food is good.
Mm-hmm.
So she's eating her dinner and she's like, oh man, wow, that is so good. And I'm like, Mom, I get it, like I'm gonna eat, don't worry.
I do the same thing when I listen to my music.
You're the only one. Oh, sorry.
This very specific alt rock is so appealing.
Very specific alt rock.
Mm-hmm. I had a pitch to publisher tonight online. And yeah, it was a straight up pass. And that's okay. I get it. It happens all the time. But I don't know, man. I just felt good about this one. So it was kind of discouraging.
You know, everybody experiences rejection, especially with.
Especially when you have a dad bod. Welcome to the dad podcast!
Yeah, we have especially experienced rejection as we're both ugly. Or fat. I don't know. A little bit of both, probably.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You've lost some weight, though, Chad.
Huh?
You've lost some weight, though.
Have I?
Yeah, you can tell.
Stop.
No, I'm being completely genuine.
Thank you, though. Yeah, I've been hitting the weights.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, it's been good. I've been pretty consistently working out for, September, I guess. Well, I guess like 2.5 months, almost three.
Cool.
Because I have a job where I can actually pay for a gym membership, so that's
boom.
A big part of it, yeah.
Dude, you want to hear about the one time I ever went to go get a gym membership?
Yeah, go on.
This is a pretty cool story. Okay. And by cool, I mean hella embarrassing, and it just
makes a lot of sense.
So this is about like 6 months ago. My brother and I, Austin, shout out to Austin one time, who always listens to these before they go up, and he goes, yeah, yeah, that's kind of funny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can hear it.
Yeah. And and I, one time, we went to Planet Fitness, and we were so pumped. We're like, all right, we're going to go in. We're going to, like, get the paperwork. We're going to, like, go around. We're going to, like, work out a little bit, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to sign up and everything. So you go in. They don't let you do that. They'll give you a tour, but they don't let you, like, start working out for free.
Really?
So they're like, yeah.
Oh, they do that at L.A.
too. Yeah. So they're like, here are the forms. If you want to sign up, we can get you started right away. And I was like, okay, that's fine. That's fine. Because we're serious. We're like, all right, that's fine. We don't need a tour. We're serious. We're going to do this. They go, all right, we just need your a copy of your last paycheck, your social security number, all this junk that I didn't have on me.
Well, of course, you're
would
at the gym.
I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at a gym. I just figure, like, I put $60 down and I get, like, a couple months of, like, some cool stuff. And if I pay 30 extra more, I can tan a little bit. But I didn't want to tan.
They have tanning beds at Planet Fitness?
Oh, my gosh. They've got so much at Planet Fitness because I took the free tour, but, like, I didn't have any of the crap to sign up. Wow. So, basically, Austin and I, feeling a little discouraged, left Planet Fitness.
And immediately next door, there's a bowling alley.
Oh, this is bowling alley. Okay.
So, Austin and I went to the bowling alley, played 5 games, and drank 6 beers each.
Hell yeah,
instead
baby.
Instead of
signing
up for a gym membership. And we never did. Next week we went back and we went bowling instead. And like that that is what sparked what we used to do called the Weaver Wednesday, where every Wednesday we would go bowl and get lit.
Well, yeah, that's why I stopped drinking in September because I like try so hard to lose weight and like I feel like I do well and then every night I come home and my roomies are like, we getting lit? And I'm like, hell yeah, we're getting lit.
Dude, it's a struggle.
Yeah. So
pledge
it's
allegiance
just,
to that struggle.
More than anything, it's like I just decided to not drink beer. I'm not, but I'm really just not drinking anything. So
yeah, good for you. I
it's hard.
Am not drinking beer.
Yeah, I'm really excited for October 1st when I'm going to be drunk doing this too.
Hey,
may I suggest a beer to you?
Suggest a beer to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on, yeah, for sure.
This episode's brought to you by Yuengling Oktoberfest.
Oh.
I didn't get to do the ad earlier, but they're paying us, so Chad, I got to do this. Yuengling Oktoberfest, since 1829, America's oldest brewery, Yuengling, now with a seasonal beer, Oktoberfest. You can get all the basic bitches kind of tendencies that you want all in a manly ass beer.
It's got a twist off top so you don't even have to try too hard to open it, but it tastes it tastes like walking outside and you have to you get a little chill and you gotta put on a scarf.
That's what Yuengling Oktoberfest tastes like. Go buy it. Thanks for sponsoring the pod, the Dad Podcast Episode 3, Yuengling Oktoberfest, America's oldest brewery, America's newest obsession.
Yeah, I think our angle with advertising is that we're just throwing shit at the wall until something sticks. Like we're hoping somebody from Yuengling hears this at one point and is like, "Hey, how about instead of them advertising for us for free, we pay them to do what they already are doing?"
Because that's exactly what advertisers do.
Yeah, that's what they do. They don't want free advertisement. No, no, no.
No, they hate
that. They search the web. Yeah, they search the web for people who are advertising for them for free. And then they're like,
Hold on.
We got to put some money behind these guys.
We got to pay these boys.
These guys are working hard for us, and we didn't even know.
Ah, we feel so bad, we gotta send them a check.
This podcast brought to you by Downey, because I'm doing laundry downstairs, and I actually don't use Downey. I would love if they would pay me to use Downy, though, because it's better than what I got.
I would use Downy if they paid me.
Yeah, that's hopefully.
I would try heroin if heroin paid me.
I think that's where I draw the line, honestly.
Heroin. A proud sponsor of the Dad Podcast.
If by heroin, we mean Joan of Arc. A true heroine.
Oh, man. Speaking of powerful female figures, are you ready for this, Chad? Ready for this segue? This is actually in my notes for this episode. I wanted to talk to you about this.
Go on.
I was driving around, and I was listening to the radio.
The lovely and talented...
Carly Rae Jepsen?
No, but I do love Carly Rae Jepsen so much that I don't want to ever make anyone think that I would make a joke about Carly Rae Jepsen.
Okay, sorry. I didn't know this was a joke. I thought it was just a story.
Well, this is a story, but like I'm about to make fun of someone.
Oh, okay, good.
I was listening to the radio, and Blake Shelton has a song out right now.
Oh, no.
With Shakira.
Oh.
Dude, it's a song called Medicine. And this is what's crazy. It's not that bad. I swear to you. No, but here's the thing. This is what made me think of, like, to bring this up on the podcast. Because, like, about a year ago, I tweeted one day. I go, because I was really concerned. Who listens to Shakira in all seriousness in their free time? Like, who wants to be sitting around their house? They turn on the Bluetooth on their iPhone. They hook up to their Bose color speaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, I want to hear, oh, baby, when you talk like that.
I was waiting for Shakira impression somewhere near. Oh, baby.
It's very close to Kermit in the throat. It's like
mine was very Pee Wee Herman, I think.
Yours was pretty Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, that's okay.
My Shakira sits really close to, oh, Miss Piggy. You know, it's like, hello, Kermit. Oh, hi, Piggy. What do you call a pig who knows karate? I don't know. What do you call a pig that knows karate?
Stop.
Pork chop. Stop. But Shakira's
that is unbelievable. How have I known you this long? I know you had a perfect Kermit impression in your back pocket at all times.
Do you really
times.
Think it's that good?
Yeah, and Miss Piggy. Oh my god.
Thank you. I don't know how I've never busted that out around you. But anyway, Kermit Kermit's really close to Shakira. But Shakira and Blake Shelton have a song called Medicine, and a year ago I tweeted, does anyone seriously listen to Shakira in their free time? And someone tweeted back at me. I didn't even tag Shakira. I didn't hashtag Shakira. They tweeted back at me and they go, yes. So I tweeted back at them and I just said, oh. And they were like, yeah, why do you got to hate on Shakira? And I was like, okay, yo, I'm not hating on Shakira. I was just asking a question and you answered. So, like, thank you. What?
No, I said it's a genuine question.
Like, yeah, it was a genuine question. But seriously, who wants to listen to Kermit singing songs?
I mean, maybe Grover or Fozzie.
Maybe.
Who are the two opera guys? What are their names?
Oh, I don't know, but I love them so much.
I'm going to guess something very Jewish because they were very Jewish, like in a very racist way.
We just lost all of our Jewish followers.
No, I'm not being racist. I'm saying that's a kind of, well, maybe I'm racist and I just showed that by saying that I thought they looked Jewish.
Yeah, if you have to preference I'm not being racist, you're probably being racist.
Yeah, you're...
I'm not
okay,
being...
Cut this out.
Never mind, I'm going to say that. I'm not cutting anything out, baby boy.
Please cut this out. I do not want people to think I'm racist. All right,
fine.
No, leave it in.
I'm gonna
leave all this in.
I'm okay. Going to. Okay. It's yeah.
All right. When should we get to those questions, huh?
Whenever you want. I've got a segment that I want to hit later, but yeah, let's do some email.
All right.
Let's do some email questions. But hold on, before I want everyone to hear this really satisfying noise I'm about to make.
Mm.
Chad. Does that hit the spot?
Yeah, we never really finished that. Let's go back. That was a large... That wasn't even a rabbit trail. That was like a boulder trail. Do you know what I mean? No, you don't. I can look. I can see your face.
I've never heard the term boulder trail.
Yeah, well, that's why it's a, it's not a term. It's not like an idiom. It was just me like saying it was way bigger than a rabbit trail.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, it was like a bear trail.
I knew what you meant. Oh, a bear trail. Let's go with that.
It was a
snail trail.
It was a Gyarados trail.
Gyarados trail. Dude, I've been playing so much Pokemon lately.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't. When's Sun Moon? October.
November 18th.
Oh, shit. I was off. Dang it. I was
getting
so...
Moon, like, baby boy.
I thought it was super soon, and it's not. It's still 2 months away. Mm-hmm. Except Blizz.
I love how we just brought up Pokemon before we've ever mentioned sports in 3 episodes.
Yeah, so we do, I promise you we like sports, also, everyone out there. Well, yeah, no, we do.
I mean, I played tuba in high school.
Yeah, I played football for a little bit.
I watched other people play football.
Oh, so hit the spot.
Yes. Yeah.
You're over-sexualizing it, that's all I'm saying. It's not, listen, let me finish. I'm going to murder you. Let me speak.
Hey, let me know in the comments down below what you would rate that last burp.
Cameron!
I'm listening.
Let me talk.
I'm listening. Okay.
This is what I want to say. Hit the spot if you don't over-sexualize it. It just means it's just a term to say it's hitting your belly. It's hitting the inside of your belly.
Yeah,
that's the spot.
The good part inside of your belly where you have to, like, reach in and, like, flick the certain part.
The whole belly. Okay, we'll talk about your idea of what anatomy is in a minute. But the whole idea of, okay, the whole belly is good, though. That's what I'm saying. If it's hitting the spot, it's hitting the, you're good.
I'm just saying, it sounds gross.
Okay.
Next time someone says, I mean, like, anytime someone says hit the spot, I just immediately go, oh.
I don't.
I know, like, but now maybe you will.
Mama's mashed potatoes.
Mm.
They really hit that spot for me.
Actually, I hope my mom never listens to this because I'm about to say, I don't really like my mom's mashed potatoes all that much.
Yeah. You know what? The best way to make potatoes, Chad Hoy?
Go on.
Have you ever had riced potatoes?
No.
Dude, this is a thing and on my dad's side of the family. Every get-together.
You put them in a rice mixer?
There's like this weird kind of like mechanism. It's like a tripod, but it looks like a cheese grater, but it's like a cone. Okay, hear me out. It's a cheese grater, but a cone. And you boil potatoes.
Yeah.
Like as they are. You put them in this thing and you get like this big like wooden mortar thing and you like mash them. But the way they come out of the grain is like rice.
Whoa.
And like you add butter and garlic and salt to them. And like, I don't know why, but it's like they're fluffier and softer than mashed potatoes ever were. And like, oh my gosh, I don't know why. They are the best thing in the world. And like, it's the best way to eat a potato is riced potatoes. Mm. Ah,
that really hits the spot.
But if there's a lot in one place, are they not? Is it not lumpy rice potatoes?
No, they're not lumpy at all, dude. They're not lumpy at all because of the way the grate thing works.
What's the ice cream that's like in little pods?
Dippin' Dots?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, except with potatoes.
No, like literally think about rice, but it's potatoes instead of like noodles.
Weird.
Yeah, dude. Like, oh, man, one day, like, I'm hoping I inherit a little rice thing, and I want to make potatoes like that. I'll make you some rice potatoes sometime because, like, it's a thing where the men in our family have to, beat that crap in and, like,
rice those potatoes at Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, for my step family, who are Mexican, all the women make tamales at Christmas.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, and I. Ooh.
Dude, I didn't eat Taco Bell until about 3 years ago.
What the?
I was
How?
20 when I had my first Taco Bell.
How?
Because,
You just never. It was just seemed unappetizing or
yeah,
like.
like I had a weird thing growing up where I was afraid to throw up. And so like I only ate certain foods, and so I didn't really start eating food. I never had a hamburger till I was 18. But like Taco Bell, yeah, I never went until like 3 years ago.
You
But
say,
like
you, wait.
now, what?
What'd you never have till you were 18?
A hamburger. Like I've had hamburger like by itself, but I've never had a burger with like all the crap on top of it.
Like your family never like grilled out for Fourth of
Yeah, they did,
July?
but I would always have a plain burger. Just the meat.
Makes no sense to
I
me.
know, dude, I was a weird little boy.
Yeah, well, till you were 18.
Yeah, I was a
So
weird.
not,
I know, it was
yeah.
real messed up, dude. It's real messed up. But, like, that's why I gained so much weight when I turned 19 because I was eating everything that I didn't eat for 19 years.
Huh, that's one
Yeah.
way to do it.
But, like, my point was, I love Mexican food so much now because I never used to eat it. But now I eat
Yeah.
it all the freaking time. It's so dang good.
Yeah, you're gonna die, and like you, for 20 years of your life, didn't eat Mexican food.
I know. It's one of my biggest regrets. God's gonna be like, okay, it says here you didn't have a freaking taco from Taco Bell. You didn't try that hot sauce. You didn't have a double dia until you were 20. You can go to hell. And I'll be
Oh.
like, yeah, that's fair, God. Bye-bye.
I hope it's not so arbitrary.
Yeah, I agree. Everything the good book tells me says that that's not the case.
Really, that's a good, like, really, that's just God lying to you because, like, he predestined you to go to hell. He's like, man, this,
Yeah, he wanted
man.
it to seem like it was my fault
Yeah.
instead of his rules. He's like, you know what, man, I don't make the rules, but you didn't eat Taco Bell till you were
I
20.
don't make, God says, I don't make the rules, man.
Even though he set down the testament or
Is so funny.
God's like, oh man, I made too many rules. When they get up here, I just gotta play it cool. God,
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I cheated on my wife, but like then I found you and I was saying, hey man, I don't know, man. You didn't have Taco Bell till you were 20. It's not my fault, man. Like you seem like a cool guy, but I don't make those rules. Let's get to these emails.
Yeah, so who should we read? Craig actually had a question.
Craig did
At
have a
least
question.
didn't. At least had a demand.
And we'll get to that 'cause like we can't meet that demand until November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Craig's question, Craig has two
Craig
questions.
Bowling, our
Yeah,
good
shout out
buddy.
to him.
Shout out to Craig Bowling. Thanks for listening to the Dad Podcast. I love you, you redheaded asshole.
Okay, so Craig's question is, God, I just, man. Okay, so I'll read the first. What's the strangest dream you've ever had?
You want to go ahead?
Sure. Actually, I don't dream a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I can think of a couple. So I had, sure, I'll just go for this one. I had a dream when I was like 9. It was the weirdest, like I this is vi it was very vivid. Like I woke up and was like, whoa. Like that, like it was just, I still think about like waking up that day and just how weird I felt for
Wow.
like a week because of this dream.
What happened?
I don't know, I think I died or something there.
Oh my
But like,
gosh.
yeah, but like, so the dream, it's really not that crazy, but it was just like I was in like a cartoon world, and this girl that I liked, this was in like, I think, yeah, so I was 9, like 3rd grade. This girl I like named Brianna Asher, shout out to Bree, she has a baby now, what up, girl? So Bree, I'm in this dream and I'm in space, but I'm a cartoon, and there's this like dragon. But he's like a very cartoony dragon, like not scary dragon. Like he's like just green, and he really looks more like a Fairly Odd Parents character if he were like a dragon. Like I don't know how to describe it. And he, and so, like, I'm in space with this dragon, and he's like, well, we got to go. And I'm like, go where? And he's like, you know where. And I'm like, no, really, I don't. No, really, I don't know where. And then we just went, and we're in this place. We go to this, I assume, is a different planet, and it's like, it's kind of, it's like if you're in Antarctica, in Antarctica, but it's like more, less cold and more glassy.
Uh-huh.
But it's like white everywhere.
Right.
And Bree's there, and we're in this like creek thing. And all I remember is like I fell, and then Bree, instead of turning around, like bends over and looks at me through between her legs. Uh-huh. This isn't sexual. It's not sexual.
Right, okay.
Okay, yeah. I saw your eyes. I saw your eyes grow big, and I was like, yeah. No. But it was just like so, like she looked at me upside down,
uh-huh.
and was just like, what's up? And then like the what's up like echoed like a bunch of times, and then I woke up.
Hmm. That is pretty crazy.
It was super weird. I mean, I have no idea what anything
well, meant. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go pee and grab another beer. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you my dream experience.
All right.
I'll be right back, Chad.
Okay.
Do whatever you want.
Oh, whatever I want. No, not that. It's gonna take in a box. It's gonna take in a box, baby. Shit on a fucking
piece of shit.
Unbelievable.
And I'm back now, and I'm looking at a pretty, pretty picture of Chad's wall.
Chad. Oh, I see his finger. I hope that's his finger. Hi, Chad.
I was trying to surprise you, and then my finger, I saw it.
Your finger ruined the surprise.
Yeah, I was just going to pick up the phone. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
I sent a couple bars of dick in a box because I read the word box.
Nice.
And it made me think of that song.
That's so. A great song. I have that song on vinyl.
Why?
I have Lonely Island's Turtleneck and Chain on vinyl, and that's on there. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know where it is. No, that's not on that one, is it?
Let me check. They have a lot of albums. Hold on.
Okay.
H-I-J-K-L. Okay.
Do you have... No, I just said, do you have this alphabetically...
I do, actually.
Wow. Because I heard you say the alphabet.
Yeah. Did you hear me say the alphabet?
Yes.
That's funny. Okay, so... Dick in the Box is not on this record.
I was going to say, I didn't think so.
My bad. It was on the one before it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man. I'm going
to fact check your ass all day, so just be aware.
That's okay. That's fair.
Yeah, I got the internet right here.
Nice. Anyway, yeah. So to answer Craig's question, unlike you, Chad, I dream all the time, and I remember it all the time. Like, it's super vivid. And, like... Because of that, like, I Google all the time. Like, I don't read books, but I Google all the time about, like, what dreams mean and everything because, like, it freaks me out. Like, I have very vivid dreams. Like, I don't have nightmares so much, but, like, I'll wake up and I'll be like, that was kind of creepy. But, like, I don't get scared when I wake up most of the time. But then I have those weird dreams where it's, like, And this is probably like the weirdest one, like that's kind of recent. Okay. I was like kind of falling asleep on my back, and like I can't do that because I have like some weird kind of thing where like if I fall asleep on my back, this is what I do. You know?
Yeah, it sounds like sleep apnea and something yeah. You should definitely get checked out.
Well, no, because I just fall asleep on my side from now on.
Yeah, that's not how that works, but okay.
Yeah, that's how it works. So I fall asleep on my side, but like one night I fell asleep on my back. And before I did that, like I remember dreaming, and like it was one of those dreams where like, for those of you who do dream like this, I was like aware that I was in my bed and I knew I was asleep, but at the same time it was very realistic where it was like I knew that like there were things I needed to do to wake up to stop what was happening from happening, but because basically there was like I was in my bed and I was looking into my room, and the way my room's set up, my bed is against my wall and then it goes like back quite a ways. And yeah. There's a closet, like there's a big walk-in closet. And so I look down there, and there's like this little hunched over person, kind of like Gollum, but not like Gollum. And I remember glancing that way and seeing it and freaking out and like looking away. And then I was like, okay, like this is a dream. I really need to wake up, like, or this thing's going to get me. And then I look down at, towards the end of my bed, and I see an arm reach up.
Oh,
onto my
hell
bed.
No.
And then I'm like, oh my gosh, like, no, this sucks. I really need to wake up. This is freaking terrible. I need to wake up or it's going to get me. And then, like, in my dream, I'm closing my eyes, but I see, so I see my eyes closed. And when I open them, in my dream, I'm opening them, not in real life.
Oh,
and I
no.
open them, and this thing is sitting on my chest. Oh. And, like, it's looking at me. And then I finally, like, force my eyes open, and then I do the whole thing because I couldn't breathe. And it was because this thing was sitting on my chest. And it was really bizarre.
Wow.
And that actually freaked me out for a little bit.
That sounds like a demon. You should pray a lot.
I did. But, like, so I have dreams like that maybe once a month. Not a lot.
Yeah.
But,
Wait, I'm, like, the ones where you can't. Okay,
like
so,
that, like where I see something sitting on me.
Yeah,
and
so
I know
I'm actually
I'm
a really good dream interpreter.
You are, but interpret this dream for me.
You're you're misunderstanding.
Go ahead.
I don't Google it.
Oh,
yeah, bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
So
tell me what's up.
So one, I do. Okay, like I said, you have sleep apnea. Very clear. The thing on your chest is literally, it's just because you can't breathe. It's not that scary. You just aren't breathing.
Well, that is scary.
Well, it is. yeah, it'd be scarier to not wake up from that dream, actually. So
yeah, I'd probably be dead.
Yeah, so you should look into that. Yeah, that's really all I've got for that one. If you have dreams about your teeth falling out, though, it's because you're
confidence.
Grinding your teeth.
Oh.
You're grinding your teeth in your sleep.
Oh, interesting.
Because I have those too, and my mom grinds her teeth in her sleep like crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, I'm grinding my teeth. Like, I just have that feeling.
The other night, I took a Benadryl because I have, like, some weird allergies right now.
Yeah.
And so I took that, like, while I was awake. And so when I was getting ready for bed, I was already kind of groggy, and I forgot I had taken Benadryl, so I took NyQuil.
Yeah.
And then every night I take melatonin anyway so I can sleep. And so I took melatonin too.
God, Cameron. Oh, my
so,
God.
Think of this Michael Jackson-inspired cocktail.
Oh, honestly, too soon.
Really too soon?
It's 7 years, but, like, it still hurts.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm going to make a change.
God,
for once in my life.
Oh, fuck you. 1,000. I hate. Oh, I'm pissed you made that joke. I'm actually mad about it. So Craig had a second half of this question. And he asked if we had any weird sleepwalking stories, which I unfortunately do not.
You don't?
No. Okay. Have you sleepwalked?
I personally haven't, but my brother, shout out to Austin one more time, has the weirdest, like, sleep terrors stories that I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah.
Very recently, like, he's married to Miranda.
Uh-huh.
You know Miranda. A lot of our listeners don't. That was a weird thing to say. My brother's married. And I live with my brother and his wife. They've been dating for like 8 years. So
yeah. And Cameron's single and lives with his brother and his brother's wife.
Yeah, I'm Ted Mosby and they're Marshall and Lily. For all of you How I Met Your Mother fans, shut the fuck up, Chad.
Yeah, there's none, hopefully, that are listening to this.
Oh, I want you to just shut your damn mouth.
There's, you know what? I'm sorry. We don't have to get into it.
We don't have to get into that.
But let me
just
say
like
this,
we never got into like you it. Getting hit by a car twice.
Oh my God, I was just thinking that. Or like before we recorded, I listened to a little bit of the first podcast because these guys. Hey, shout out to Wax on Wax Lyrical, another podcast who we've been in a little bit of communication with on our Twitter, which we'll probably plug at the end of this episode.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was listening to their podcast, and I, like, DM'd them and told them, and then they messaged me back on the Dad Podcast Twitter, and they were like, also, when you said you got hit by a car twice, it killed me. And I was like, wow, thanks. I didn't think, like, that was just such a comment that I was like,
because you threw it away.
Huh?
You threw it away. You were like, yeah, my fun fact is I got hit by a car twice.
Yeah, well, what's there to elaborate on? I've been hit by a car twice in my life. Like,
that's two stories!
Yeah, no, you're right. There's
I
two
think
stories.
Our bit, though, should be that we like address it, but never elaborate on it.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to elaborate on it, but not right now. God. Oh. Can we not be like the douche?
Yeah, Austin has the worst night terror stories I've ever known. Like, when I was a kid, like, in one of our houses, we had rooms next to each other. And so one night, I was just, like, I was hanging out, staying up a little late, watching a VHS, nice. Studio Ghibli's Kiki's Delivery Service. Great
film. Oh, my.
Great film. I was watching that movie. And this is literally the first time I ever knew that Austin, like, had, like, weird sleepwalking things. He comes into my room. He's like straight, like just walks into my room, and I think he's awake. And I go, "Hey, what's up?" And he's like, "Hey, I need the Jungle Book." And I go, "I'm sorry, what?" He goes, "I need the Jungle Book." And I go, "Austin, the Jungle Book is in your room." It was a VHS he was looking for, but, like, it was in his room. I knew it was.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Okay, thanks." And he turned around and goes back to his room. Then, like,
not very
a
crazy.
Week... Well, no, that's creepy. He just comes in and he's like, "I need the Jungle Book." But, like, here's where it gets worse, okay?
Yeah.
So a week later, I walk into his room. I'm fully awake. And his TV is on and he's watching a movie. And I go, "Hey, Austin, can I borrow the Jungle Book?" And he's laying down at this point. And I go, "Hey, can I have the Jungle Book?" And he, like, sits straight up.
Oh, no.
Turns his head towards me, but doesn't open his eyes. And he goes, "What?" And I go, "Can I have the Jungle Book?" And he goes, he says something like, "I don't understand." And then he just lays back down. And I ran back to my room and it was so freaky. And then pretty soon after that, like it was a long time ago, but like another time around that time, I got up in the middle of the night and I went to go to the bathroom and, I'm peeing and like, you know how you walk into the bathroom, you're not really paying attention. So I'm peeing and I flush the toilet and I turn around. And behind the toilet is the bathtub. Austin is asleep in the bathtub.
Oh, okay.
He got out of his bed, grabbed his pillow and his blanket, and was asleep in the bathtub.
That's so weird.
And he used to do that, like, a lot. But that was the first time I ever remembered it. And, like, I remember that specifically.
No, but I thought you were going to say, like, you were peeing. And, like,
he just showed up.
He turned around and Austin's like, hi. Sleepwalking, yeah. That would be so... I'd be like, are you sure he sleepwalks? Or, like, do you think maybe he's possessed by a demon? Yeah,
that would be effed up.
Yeah.
This is the best, like, kind of like a sleepwalking scenario. So Miranda told us this because they're married. So she has to sleep next to him. She said one night, literally, she was, like, staying up. She was watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
And he sits straight up and starts, like, slapping his chest and, like he's brushing something off of him, like, frantically. And he's like, oh my gosh, oh! And she's like, what? And he's like, they're all over me. I got to get them off of me.
Oh, no.
And she goes, what are you talking about? And she finally wakes him up and he goes, I'm sorry. I was having a dream where there were these, like, weird green things, like, crawling all over me.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's gross. And then here's the worst. Austin told us, because we were talking about that. And Miranda brings up that story. And then Austin goes, yeah, well, the worst thing that's ever happened to me during all of this is... I had a dream where he said this is a recurring dream. He's in bed and he, like, opens his eyes and there's this little kid on a bike and it rides into his room and then, like, rides up the ceiling and onto the, like, up the wall and onto the ceiling and is looking at him the whole time. And that's Hell when Austin no. talks. But what he says in real life has nothing to do with that. So Miranda, so when he goes, was I saying stuff? And she's like, yeah, you're, like, talking about, like, you know, like, whatever. And he's like, no, I had a dream where there was a kid on a tricycle riding up on the ceiling. And I'm like, Austin, that's a demon! That's a demon!
Oh, God, we have to, I gotta pray so hard after this episode.
I know, man, this has been a pretty gross episode.
Oh, that is so, fuck that.
Yeah, isn't that messed up?
Ew, I feel so weird.
Yeah.
That stuff freaks me out, dude. And, like, that is, and, like, why that freaks me out is, like, that is, I had a stepbrother. Well, mm-hmm. Okay, he was almost my stepbrother.
Okay.
But my dad was engaged to a girl. My dad dated a woman named Rochelle from, like, 7th grade until... It was at least a year or two into college.
Okay.
When they broke up.
Wow.
Or, like, really early college, maybe.
Okay.
Because me and Trevor, my almost stepbrother, we had, like, our open house, like, for my dad's side together. So, like, me and Trev had one.
Wow. Okay.
So for, like, five or at least 6 years or so, my dad dated this girl. And, like, Trevor... So, like, when I would stay at my dad's on the weekend, like, we split a room. Mm-hmm. And so, like, he's seeing his mom and I'm seeing my dad. And, like, we're in this room and we both have, like, twin beds. It was literally like the movie Step Brothers. Like, so much. except, like, we didn't hate each other. We actually got along really well. But, like, it was just, like, so we're, like, old or, like, we're, like, late high school. I guess they're, like, 40 or whatever. But it was just... A lot of what happened, like, so we split a room, and Trev would always sit up in the middle of the night, because, like, I'm a night owl. I'll stay up all night and watch freaking infomercials, just because, I don't know, like, I don't want to go to sleep, because I don't want to die in my sleep, but that's a different story. I'm just kidding. No, I just don't really like to sleep early, but I've actually been really good about going to bed early and waking up early and, like... It's been good, but we're not talking about that.
You
so, like,
on the boulder trail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Trev just sits up. Trev always sits up in the middle of the night and, like, would say things, and I would always think he's talking to me, but he was always asleep. And it just freaks me out, like, when that happens.
Yeah, that would scare the crap out of me.
Like, he'd sit up and he'd be like, are you going to do that again? I'm like, seriously, like, incendiary statements, like, things that are, like, really, like, it's not just random, like, he sits up and he's like, what about the dog? Like, you know, yeah. like something random. Like, he's like, he sits up and it's like at me and he yeah. says something. And I'm always like, I don't know. No, I'm not. I won't do it again. And then he just like lays back down. But if I don't say anything, if I didn't say anything, he would stay up until I responded.
Oh my gosh.
It was creepy.
That is
creepy. And then like the next morning, and then it's harder to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, I'm like, you shouted at me. And he's like, I'm sorry, I really don't. Like, he's like, I don't need, like, he's not even, like, dreaming. He just,
yeah,
like, does that in his sleep. Oh, so, it was so weird. Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah, so thank God he and my dad and his mom broke up, because I could not deal with that. Just kidding, Dad. JK.
Oh, man. Well, thanks, Craig, for, thanks, Craig, for submitting that email and letting us have that 20-minute conversation right there.
Yeah, it was awful. Okay.
No, that wasn't bad.
No, I'm just kidding. It was good. Just, you know, I'm negative. Okay.
Hey,
so,
I've got a quick segment.
Oh.
Do you know what you're about to say?
Yeah. Well, I was just gonna read Elise's demand.
Oh, okay. We'll get to that here in a second.
Okay. Sure. You go ahead.
So this is a segment. And I'm going to have theme music, Chad, for this segment and for our whole episode. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to have theme music. It'll be pretty rad. Cue the music.
Wow, I really like this song.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah, it's cool.
It's like perfect for this.
Yeah.
So this segment's called 15-Year-Old Grudge. And this is where I talk about things that I am pretty mad about that are 15 years old. But today's topic is Hit Clips.
Oh.
Chad, do you remember Hit Clips?
Yeah, hell yeah, I remember Hit Clips. They're awful.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, this was the biggest money grab I have ever been a part of. Literally, Hit Clips is a digital audio player created by Tiger Electronics that plays ultra lo-fi mono 1-minute clips of pop songs.
Hit
Clips were first distributed by McDonald's when they released music by NSYNC and Britney Spears. In 1999, Hit Clips earned Tiger Electronics approximately $80 million.
I'm pissed now, too, actually.
Tiger Electronics has licensing agreements for Hit Clips with popular major record labels, including Atlantic Records, Jive Records, Zomba Label Group, and Capitol Records. Hit Clips was first promoted by McDonald's, Radio Disney, and Lunchables. Hit Clips lasted from 1999 to 2003 and included songs from artists such as A-Teens, Avril Lavigne, Backstreet Boys, Baha Men, The Beach Boys, Billy Joel, Michelle Branch, Aaron Carter, Destiny's Child, Dream Street, Elvis Presley, Faith Hill, Goo Goo Dolls, Hilary Duff, The Jackson 5, Justin Timberlake, Kool and the Gang, Madonna, NSYNC, O-Town, Pink, S-Club 7, Smash Mouth, Britney Spears, so on and so forth. And basically, this is what's bullshit. These things were $4 each. And they played maybe up to a minute of a hit popular song that you could get anywhere. Yeah. And I also had the Mother Huggin' Boombox accessory where you could plug the hitbox in and it made it a little louder. But otherwise, you had to buy an MP3 player that fit into your ear and you put the hit clips in that thing and it would play the really shitty audio quality for like 30 seconds of "She's so lucky, boom boom, she's a star, but she cry." Oh, and then it's over.
What's that? What was that?
"Lucky" by Britney Spears.
Oh, okay.
Literally, I remember collecting all of these bullshit things.
Yeah.
And people today will not ever spend 99 cents on DNCE's "Cake by the Ocean" because they can get it on Spotify or wherever they want for free. But we spent $4 for 30 seconds of a song back in the day.
Okay, when you say we, that's a very, you're painting with a very broad brush because I never bought that shit.
Okay, may I redirect you to
In 1999, Hit Clips earned Tiger Electronics approximately $80 million.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
$80 million!
Yeah, that's a lot of millions. That's 80 to be approximate.
My point is, for what you were buying and for the audio quality you were buying...
Oh, garbage.
$80 million! And I was part of that.
So that's part of my 15-year-old grudge. And then the music plays again.
So if they're $4 each... Wait,
I don't want you to speak over the music.
Don't play the music yet.
I already played it.
No, I just did this math. If they're $4 each, that means they sold 20 million of those.
Holy crap.
That's like...
That's a lot.
How many kids were in the U.S. in 1999?
Maybe 20 million?
Yeah, probably more than 20 million. But
yeah,
like,
I'm just saying I had like 36 of those Hit Clips.
You did not.
I swear to you, I had them all on a keychain that was connected to the boombox, and you would put them in there and hit the button, and it'd be like, because you're everywhere to me.
Shell Branch.
Hell yeah.
Dude, that sounds pretty good. You know, that song's about God?
Yeah, it is.
I know, I was joking. Because that's what people always say. Like,
oh, wait,
whenever
it's not?
You hear that song, no, it is. But whenever you hear that song... People are like, you know, this is about God. And I'm like, and I'm like, yeah, fucking everybody knows that, you dumb asshole. Sorry, Dad.
Yeah, I like how you mentioned God and dumb asshole.
Also,
much in the same.
Also, the F word was there, but we could.
Oh yeah, it was.
Are you just not hearing those tonight?
I'm not, because like, I know I'm saying them, but I don't know how often. Like. This episode definitely has more F words than the first or than the second one.
Yeah, I'm like way unfortunately super aware of how many F words I drop. That's okay.
But yeah, that's my 15-year-old grudge. We already played the intro and outro music.
Oh, okay. Man, I gotta think
like
one
that?
Of those. No, yeah, that was a good segment.
Yeah, I'll make you some intro and outro music for your segment, Chad, next episode.
No, I meant like, I want to do a 15-year-old grudge.
Oh yeah, totally.
Like I want to join you on that segment.
Yeah,
as well.
think of a 15-year-old grudge for next week. And
oh, I've already got some.
Cool,
I'll keep
perfect.
Myself, yeah.
I definitely have my next one too. And then let us know in the comment section down below what your 15-year-old grudge is, and you could be on our next 15-year-old grudge segment.
Okay, but we're on Podbean now, so we really don't have a comment section.
Okay, that's just part of the bet.
Email us. Email us at hoyweave@gmail.com. That's HOYWEAVE. @gmail.com.
Yeah. Tell us in that comment section. It's not a comment section, but it is an email section, and you can email us and tell us your 15-year-old grudge.
Or get on Twitter and
oh yeah, Twitter too.
What are we? We're at the Dad Podcast.
Don't want anyone to think there's two E's.
That's right.
We're at the _ Dad Podcast, one word.
Cool.
Yep, and we're pretty active on there. Well,
yeah,
kinda.
We are. I mean, you are. I retweet the Dad Podcast. That's Chad mostly, or pretty much 100% right now. But
yeah.
Mention us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. DM us on Twitter, or use the hashtag the Dad Podcast and send us your 15-year-old grudge. Any questions you want, email us, send us questions you want, just like Craig and Elise did, which we're about to get to Elise's. But yeah, we're everywhere. Guys, this is so much fun. We've had so much fun over the past couple of weeks doing this. And the reception is honestly pretty great. Like, obviously it's a lot of our friends listening to it, but like,
yeah,
we appreciate that. It's awesome. We're having a blast just hanging out on a Tuesday night. I'm getting lit and Chad's not, but like we're having fun. So thank you all for listening. You know, that means a lot to us. It helps us. It's fun.
Have a good time. And so here's Elise's. This is the title of the email is I have a suggestion, period. Actually, comma, it's more of a demand, period. I felt it important to say all the punctuation there.
Elise is in New Zealand, by the way. Like, so yeah, there's no excuse for any of you not to listen to our podcast.
Yeah, we're getting a few downloads out of New Zealand. Makes us feel good. Maybe she'll share it with people out there. Maybe we'll get big in
New Zealand. We are international.
We'll get big with the Kiwis.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So this is what Elise said. She said, "You need to talk about the Gilmore Girls reboot," which we didn't do that, but it's okay. And then she said, "Actually, if you could just live tweet it, that would be the best ever. Somebody on BuzzFeed live tweeted their experience of the first time watching through season one, and it was the best thing I've ever seen, except for actually watching myself. Make it happen, knuckleheads. Lauren Graham is a goddess."
That's true.
Is Lauren? No, I'm going to disagree. I think Alexis Bledel is clearly the goddess.
Alexis Bledel is not even in Gilmore Girls. Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
You're thinking of Golden Girls, and I'm pissed.
No, I was thinking of the girl from Spy Kids.
Oh. Alexa Vega?
Alexa Vega. No, Alexis Bledel is a gosh darn ding-dong babe. But Lauren Graham, oh my gosh. I watched every episode of Parenthood with Craig. Shout out to Craig another time. he made me get into Parenthood, and she's in it. I am in love with Lauren Graham, and I personally can't wait for the Gilmore Girls reboot because I've seen the original Gilmore Girls all the way through two times. It's not a lot. But I'm so excited, so I'm going to be live tweeting from the Dad Podcast Twitter when that comes out.
Oh, please do. Yeah. Please do, because I probably am not going to watch it, if I'm being honest.
That's okay, but I will.
At least. Yeah. I like Lauren Graham. I don't like her in the Progressive commercials.
Progressive?
That's it.
She's not in Progressive commercials.
Yeah, that joke didn't land. It was me saying that she looks like Flo.
Oh my gosh. No.
I don't enjoy her work as Flo, but
Flo's funny. Right. But Flo is not nearly as beautiful and talented as Lauren Graham.
Yeah, I didn't get into Parenthood either. I guess that's probably why.
Dude, Parenthood's so good. You got to give it a chance.
Gilmore Girls is just like, they talk really fast.
I know, but that's back like, and forth. It's so good.
No,
Melissa McCarthy is in that show too. Like before she was anybody.
I used to watch ABC Family a lot. And Gilmore Girls was always on. And it was just always a downer when it was on for me.
Dude, I'm sorry. I think the writing is great. I think maybe if I give it,
I could give it a chance now and maybe it'd be different. But like as a 14-year-old boy, I was like, fuck this show.
Yeah, totally. I didn't really start watching it until college. And then I went through and watched the whole season and then I rewatched it about a year ago.
Yeah.
And like, I freaking love that show, man. The writing is so good. Everyone's so good in it. And like, like any show, there are definitely some parts where you're just like, come on.
Yeah.
This
is
a 40-minute episode. Like, can we just speed it up?
It's like, man, I don't watch Him Yim at all.
We're not talking about How I Met Your Mother, Chad. We're not talking about that because I will leap through this computer and fight you.
I would love that, honestly.
I would too. That'd be really cool.
Then we could hang out. Yeah.
Yeah, then we could like... hang out.
Yeah. Okay, let's refrain from gay jokes on this.
Who's joking?
Just kidding. You're just handsome. And I can admit that without like without me sounding gay.
No, you can say another man's handsome. I'm just saying let's not make the hang out / make out jokes.
Okay, that's fine.
We're getting real meta. We're having a conversation about what we should do on the podcast during the podcast.
Yeah, that is pretty meta.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. We can. I just don't want people to think. I want my dad to listen to this and think that gay. I'm a gay. Yeah.
Okay.
There's not anything wrong. It's just that. Just that I'm not.
Yeah. No, I get it. I'm not either. But I get so comfortable with, like, making the jokes and like I literally kiss you on the lips every time I see you.
Not every time.
Pretty much every time. Every time that you let me, I'll do it for jokes. But like, I'm not gay. I'm comfortable enough in my masculinity that I can kiss you on the mouth and not be like, man, I want to fuck Chad.
Am I gay now? Yeah, I'm comfortable enough to like, yeah, I could kiss another man. I don't care. I've done it. I'm not gay though.
Yeah, me too.
Fine.
Exactly. Yeah, man, I'm not gay.
Yeah, I realize that's how I sounded when I was saying it. But no, like, I mean, yeah, I'll kiss a guy for the gigs, for the giggles.
This episode got real weird real quick.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, so that's the Dad Podcast. Thank you for joining us. My name's Chad.
Hey, thanks so much to Craig and Elise for submitting emails. If you want to submit emails, because you obviously know now that we talk about them extensively, you can email us at hoyweave@gmail.com. Follow us at the_dadpodcast on Twitter. Follow Chad Hoy at Chad Hoy on Twitter and Instagram. He's pretty hilarious. And Snapchat, he's got some great Snapchats. I'm at Lavinus Cam on Instagram and Snapchat, at Lavinus Cam 2 on Twitter.
Nope, that's all I was gonna say. I was gonna plug you. Also, like Staircase Wood on Facebook, because Cam, you do those live shows every Thursday, right?
Yeah, pretty much every Thursday. I'm literally doing it on a Wednesday this week, but this episode's coming out next Monday, so probably on Thursday. I mean, yeah, if you want to. It's not for everybody, and I get that. But yeah, I make music, Staircase Wit.
Yeah.
You can find me on Spotify and Facebook, but whatever.
Good stuff.
Follow Chad Hoy because he's making an EP, and it's going to be cool. We're music boys. We talked about it on episode 2.
Yeah, on episode 2, we talk about music. On this episode, we didn't, but that's okay. We both didn't at all. We both like music. Yeah.
I feel like this episode is going to be a better representation of what we are.
Yeah, this episode was at least linear. More linear than episode 1.
I agree.
But
less linear than episode 2.
Yeah, but episode 2 would, like, we clearly were just talking about you know, like music and then other things.
Yeah, it got serious, you know. And this time we literally goofed off for like 75 minutes, so.
Yeah, so I'll take that.
Yeah.
For sure.
So thanks again, everybody. Like, I'm pretty sad that we have to end it right now, but like we're over an hour, and so it's a long episode. But please let us know if you hate it. Let us know if you like it though. More.
Don't let us know if you hate it.
But I would like to know.
Let us know if you hate it, but not publicly.
Yeah. DM Lavinus Cam 2 and be like, "You're a motherfucking bitch."
Oh my god.
And I'll understand. But if you do like it, please just, like, let us know. Share it with your friends. We're having a good time. We hope you all have a good time listening to us.
Yeah. No, I was just saying hopefully people enjoy this.
I think our friends definitely do a little bit. Just because, like, it's us. But for people that don't know us, go ahead and email us and be like, "Hey, I don't know who the hell you are.
And
but
you
like,
guys need to cut it out." Just forget. Can we just end the episode?
That's fine. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Cameron Weaver.
I'm Chad Hoy.
And this has been the Dad Podcast. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.